pretty fast. Praise God. Seeking the face of the Lord. Listen, He's working for us and doing great things for us. This morning I woke up praising the Lord and thanking Him for this day that He had brought before me. And the assurance that He's there. Feel the power of the Holy Ghost shaking me, Brother William. Needing that from Him as I yield to the Spirit of God. That was even before I even got off my bed. I lifted up my hands, realizing that God wanted to strengthen me. I punned upon the Scripture many times, Brother Williams. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Sometimes we get in a rut and we feel like it. We're all alone at times. But I want you to know that we have to have faith and trust in God, that God will come through with us even when we are fighting the bowels and the storms of this life. We want that assurance, church, and one thing about it, we can have the confidence that He will do things for us when we yield ourselves to Him. When we live and walk in the Spirit of God, we will not do the lust of the flesh, amen, but we will follow Him and taking up the cross and following Him daily. That is what He requires of us. And punning the thought this morning, I want to relate to you and studying this message. Some faith in the author and the finisher of our faith. The author and the finisher of our faith. He's the beginning. Amen. He's the author of this wonderful book. Amen. And He gives us that what we need in this life to live and to walk holy before Him. And as we look to Him in the difficult times, we're living in pressing times, and we better have faith in God to bring us through, amen, through all these difficult and trying times that we're living in. Now, I know sometimes we feel helpless at times. I don't know about you, but I'm just like anybody else. Sometimes I can feel so puny. But I don't relate to that because I know Satan is always trying to pull me down, trying to discourage us, trying us to let down the standard, trying us in all ways. But I want you to know, who do we have our confidence in? Who do we have our trust in? Who do we have our faith in? Is our faith in God. Praise God. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, reading 1 through the 4th verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, the 12th chapter of Hebrews, looking into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Consider Him, as the commandment is spoken unto us, Relate to Him for the things that we are dealing with, the situations and the problems in this life. Verse 4 says, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Paul gives and explains the nature of true faith. Given not so much as a definition as a description. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is trust. Listen, faith is trust in the unseen. It is not trust in the unknown. For we know by faith which we cannot see with the eye. The Old Testament heroes, they lived and trusted in the unseen or by faith. I want you to get this. Faith is the ultimate assurance and the ultimate evidence that things not seen are realities. Did you get that? That what faith is the ultimate assurance that we're going to have that in this life. We believe and trust Him. It's the evidence of the ultimate evidence of the things not seen are realities. Praise God. A well-known minister said this. Vance Havner said this statement, and I think it's worth repeating. Faith will not always get for us for what we want, but it will get what God wants us to have. Amen. Listen, take note. Nothing is more disastrous than to study faith. To study faith, analyze faith, make noble resolves of faith, but never actually making the leap of faith. Well, some people are that way. Amen. Praise God. Because they do not go by, they look with their eyes and see, if only I can see that, I can believe it. A well-known minister had this to say. Listen, the fable of the mother bear who told her cub, shut up and walk, when he wanted to know which foot to put forward first, is a perfect illustration of what we are driving at. Faith in Jesus doesn't wait until it understands. In that case, it wouldn't be faith. In another statement, like this, and I'm sure that most of our whining out to God sends to send us some more faith from heaven wrapped and delivered at the door is utterly beside the point. We can will to believe, and when we do, God enables us to exercise faith. And even as a grain of mustard seed, exercise will move a mountain. I said it will move a mountain. But the seed of a mustard seed in believing and trusting God in the situations and the problems when they come against us, God will bring us through if we believe and trust Him. Amen. Praise God. He'll bring us through, church, and give us the victory, even our faith, our victory in Him. The Bible definition of faith is this, and I've read it one time before. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Listen, we need now faith. Now faith. Amen. Right now we need faith. Now faith. That's what the author, amen, or what Paul is telling us, that we need now faith to believe Him and trust Him as His Word. Faith is like reaching out for something that is not there, but it is there. You can't see it, but you can feel the power and see the results of it. Come on now. When it starts inside you, in that inner man, amen, inside you, and you're reaching out and believing God that something's going to happen, something's going to take place. Amen. God is moving, and it's got to be a change after a while, and you know that there's going to be a change. Amen. Especially when you lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I feel like preaching this morning, church. Amen. I said you can feel the power. Amen. On the line. Faith is like electricity on the line. You can't see it, but you can feel the power and see the results of it. Now I want you to get this statement, and I like the statement, amen. Faith without works, come on now, is a deed with works. Now I'm saying faith with works is a deed to the property above. What is that property, the above? Amen. It's heaven where Jesus is. Amen. And yet He's all around us. Amen. The property deed. If we own a house and pay for it completely, we get a property deed here on earth. It is our assurance that we possess it. We got the deed in our hand. It's showing that we own this. Amen. Praise God. And through faith, we can have the things that God has told us in His Word. Amen. I said it's the insurance that we will possess it. Speaking of dead faith will carry you to a place, amen, that is known as hell. Hey, faith will get the job done. It will move mountains. Amen. I said it will move mountains, and I've said this before. But I want you to get this. There has to be a connection with the main power source. The problem with many today is the connection is broken. Come on now. Amen. I know that we are hindered a lot of times. Amen. Because we believe and trust God that God's going to bring us through the circumstances that we face in this life. But there are times, amen, we call upon that name. And we have the Holy Ghost, amen, to witness to us, to give us the assurance, the comfort, amen, that He will provide for the things that we need in this life. Praise God. Amen. I said the connection is broke. What is the power source, church? What is His name? Amen. Praise God. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So the commandment says, believe in me, believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. That He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him and call upon His name. Jesus has all the answers to your problems. Whether it be financial, physical, or spiritual, Jesus is the answer. We must have faith. Amen, that He will send the answer when we call upon His name. Amen, He will answer us, and He will bring us out of our troubles and the situations that we get involved in. Amen, but we yield our members to Him. Amen, and He will come through for us. Praise God. Amen. I'm doing my best to try to stick to my thought. There is something to say about doubtful living. If you have a mind to stay there, then your life will be useless, wasteful, and empty. I'm talking about a life, amen, that many that have dead faith. I said, many that have dead faith. And you term it as being doubtful living. There are many of the children of the desolate. The scripture says that. There are many lost and undone in this life, and they do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Their life is negative, uncertain. And I'm talking about doubtful living. What will it cause and what will it bring? It poisons the body. It also the mind and the spirit. What else can I say? It fills insane asylums, penitentiaries, graves, and hell in itself. Because of the works of the flesh that they are doing, they have no faith. Praise God. Whatsoever you do in this life, don't go that route, for it is the broad road that leads to destruction. Many are in that boat, and they don't have to be. Amen. Be prepared to meet your God. Get acquainted with Him. Amen. And believe what He has said to us. Believe the Scripture. In the 11th chapter of Mark, in the 22nd verse, He says this. Jesus says this, have faith in God. Have faith in God. In the 4th chapter of the book of Mark, we see that the disciples are confronted, amen, with a severe storm. And Jesus Himself is on the boat, and He rebukes the wind. He says, peace be still. And then He goes on to say, Sister Darlene, He goes on to say, amen, why are you so fearful? They woke Him up. They did the right thing. They woke Him up. They came to Him. They asked the question, carest not that we perish? And Jesus, amen, after He broke the sea into a calm. And He speaks to our heart when we deal and how the relationships of things that we deal in this life, and sometimes they're so negative, amen, and they want to tear at our soul and bring us down. But God, Jesus said, peace be still. Peace I give to you. Amen. Not like the world, but you will have peace even when the storm is raging so hard against you. Amen. Listen, church, faith touches God. It moves Him to act upon what we asked of Him. Faith gets results, does it not? I want to speak about a good example of this. It's found in John the 11th chapter, in 11th verse, and it's dealing with the resurrection of Lazarus. Jesus said these words, our friend Lazarus sleep, but I go to wake him. I go to wake him. Amen. And yet the disciples, they believed that in the natural, that he was asleep. And he said, well, Master, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. And they thought it was a normal sleep. But Jesus plainly spoke to them, amen, to them, and said, Lazarus is dead. Our friend Lazarus is dead. Our friend that we loved and shared with us, amen, the things that we ate with him, he is dead. Jesus, in the verse 13, said, howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. In the latter part of verse 14, Jesus said plainly, what did he say? He spoke plainly these words to encouraging his disciples. To the next part of the latter verse of that scripture, it proclaims faith. And what did Jesus say? To give intent that you may believe. This gospel is already been proven. I said, this gospel has already been proven. Amen. We have a certified gospel. And sure enough, amen, that what is written is written. Amen. And then we have the assurance and the confidence, amen, in His Word. And speaking of the dead, I want you to know Jesus can raise you off your dead bed of trespasses. Jesus will take care of the old man of sin. He can wipe the slate clean, but we must have faith. He can get rid of that old Adam nature. He can make you alive and well, can He not? Amen. Amen. He can also get you off your bed of affliction. Amen. But who are you going to have your confidence in? Yes, we have doctors in this life. And we have medication to help and so forth and all. But we know that the healing comes through Jesus Christ. With His stripes, we are healed. Shikatoya mama shandala ba kataya la ma shanta. U shandala la ma kataya la ma shanta. Praise God. Listen, you don't have to stay on your bed of affliction. Yes, you're going to deal with the infirmities of this flesh. Because of the human nature of this earthly tabernacle that we live in. Amen. But praise God, I want to share everything I can with Him. I said I want to spend my life with Him. Amen, because I'm going to live in faith and walk in faith and trust Him no matter what comes, amen, this way. Lazarus was sick unto death, but Jesus raised him up. He had already been in the grave 3 or 4 days. Amen. But hey, when we go through the valley of death, Satan whispers to us, amen, there's no use. Amen. What are we to do? We are to stand and to reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe Him for what He has spoken. Amen. He'll come through. He'll come through. Regardless, amen, of what we have. So if our body gets wrecked, so if we are blinded in the physical, so we have the handicaps that we have, amen, if only that we can trust Him and believe Him as His Word. Praise God. Going on, what can I say about division? Lack of faith brings division. It's very harmful. Yes. It tears down. Yes, it and it brings a discord. Unbelief is so destructive. It's the devil's tool. Nothing can come out of the lack of faith but destruction. Amen. The lack of faith, and I want you to get this, the lack of faith puts a veil upon your heart. Amen. But it don't have to stay there because doubt, we deal with doubt in this life regardless, and doubt is not always a negative thing. It's not always. Because sometimes, amen, when that inward man knows and to deal with that what is negative at times that we can raise up out, amen, of the situation in that bed that we're walking in because Satan would have to put us down. But Jesus wants to lift us up. Amen. And He sends forth His Word to do and accomplish that what He would have to accomplish. He sent His Word to heal them. And that is to heal your mind. When you get in a state, amen, and racked in your mind, and it seems like you get depressed at times. Come on now. We are all vulnerable to a extent. Amen. But when we realize our weakness, amen, that we can trust Him through the weakness of our body. Amen. We lean upon Him. What can I say? The lack of faith, it blinds you and it binds you. You can't move. You can't respond to the voice of God. Amen. But you don't have to stay there. Listen, church, you've heard me say it. I might have the mother grab sometime, but I sure ain't gonna stay there. Woo! My head wants to go down at times. Amen. I feel so feeble. You do too. Amen. Unless you, I don't know, even some young people, they do face with some of the physical problems. But they have strength. And they don't realize, especially when you get older in this body, you're going to have to deal with certain things. I want to say this. I've got to say this. God's blessed me so good. I would say, I don't know, I feel good most of the time. I said I feel good most of the time through the faith in God that He will, amen, bless, amen, in a great mighty way. I feel good this morning. Somebody said, how old are you, Brother Miles? And I said, I'm 16. Ooh, but I told Brother, what's that? Well, I feel like I'm 16. I said, you turn that around to 61, say, you know. Y'all know I'm 16. But you know I was trying to get a point. Thank you for your correction, Pastor. But you knew what I was getting at. Yes. Yes. So anyhow, we have to have faith and trust God for the answers in these pressing and difficult times. The race is set before us, and the crown and the prize that we are to obtain is before us. Amen. And how to obtain that crown, amen, is very important, because we got to fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. Amen. If I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight a good fight. Amen. And I'm going to put the devil on the run. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to do everything I can, Sister Darlene, to fight against him. Amen. Because, amen, I know I've got to win this race in the victory, amen, that is set before us because of our faith and trust him. Oh, I'm talking about the lack of faith here. Lack of faith, amen, is hell inspired. Listen, church, it's choking many churches today. Amen. The problems that many had to deal with, and even pastors and some pastors, and I'm not talking about this church, but I'm talking about some of the other churches that they had to deal with so many problems because many do not obey the Word of God. Many do not take heed to that what is written, thus says the Lord. Amen. And I'm talking about immorality. I'm talking about homosexuality. I'm talking about all the things of the works of the flesh, amen, that the Satan would have to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Lack of faith will hinder all. So what are we going to do? Are we going to sit still? Are we going to let God have His way? The devil would like to have his way, but we know that we have the key to move God, and the devil will have to flee. Amen. The covenants that we put in Him, that we believe and we trust and obey God. Amen. What will faith do when we trust God? What will it do? Faith will bring the blessings of God. Time is the key. Faith will wait for the answer. I said faith will wait for the answer. Praise God. We want the answer quick and right now. But it doesn't work that way, does it? God has His own timetable. Amen. He works in mysterious ways and performs in ways that we can't even imagine. Amen. We want to limit Him in some time. But God does the impossible things. What is impossible to man, God can do. God will do. Amen. Listen, He always comes in time. Amen. The question has been asked and enrolling in our minds, how long, Lord? How long do I have to wait to get the answer of reprieve? Hold on. We must have patience to wait on the Lord. He never fails. He always comes through. Amen. I said, He always comes through. Praise God. No matter what the condition that are in, even if our boss only has a whisper inside us and we feel the weakness of this flesh, amen, He is there because, amen, He will do what we ask of Him according to His will. Praise God. Amen. What does unbelief cause? Ask the question, what does unbelief cause? Unbelief paralyzes our power. And we sure don't want that to happen, do we? Amen? Do you entertain unbelief? Lots of people are doing that, and they get in a heap in trouble. Entertaining unbelief is the devil's way of deceit. He comes smooth and he tells you smooth things. Amen. We are to walk in faith and hold to God's hand so we will be able to see where we are going. Amen. Hey! The light is there so that you can see where you are headed. Amen. We might stumble and even fall, but get back up. I said, get back up. Don't let the devil stop you in your tracks. Stay on board and keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Amen. The devil will try to cloud your mind. Amen. And with so many negative things in this life, that sly old fox, he'll try his best to pull a fast one on you. Amen. Satan will do his best to get you down and want you to throw in the towel. There's no use. I give up. I surrender. I quit. Amen. But it's not time or any time in this race that we're in. Amen. We got to look for focus upon the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, can you give me 5 more minutes? Praise the Lord. I hope you're enjoying this. Unbelief hinders the work of God. I said unbelief hinders the work of God. It's the devil's tool to cast down and to break your connection to God. Jesus marveled because of their lack of faith. Satan doesn't want you to connect with God. Amen. He hinders every chance that he can get. Jesus was hindered in his progress of work. He would have done more than what he did. In the village, in the 6th chapter of Mark, in the 5th verse, he said he marveled because of their unbelief. Amen. He would have done more. But because of the unbelief, he didn't do too many miracles. He didn't do many miracles then. I reckon many people are that way. They don't want God to move in their midst. Amen. They claim that they have the power, Brother William, but they deny, amen, the power thereof. They deny the name thereof. Amen. Praise God. And many people let the devil use them. They are quick to listen to the devil when he is whispering over their shoulders. Just gossip, gossip. Oh, that's juicy. I heard it. Oh, yeah, tell me more. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. I said this, that the sly old fox, which is the enemy of our soul, he'll put every effort to tie at your soul and get you confused. Amen. What is confusion? And the Bible plainly tells us, amen, confusion, amen, is of the devil. Amen. Devil don't want you to think right. Amen. But I want you to know that man that was delivered, the man Legion, was in his right mind. He put some clothes on, didn't he? Praise God. Oh, man. I'm not going to get all this out, but I'm going to come to a very close, very, very briefly. Don't listen to, amen, what he's saying to you, church, to the enemy of your soul that comes to you. In the words that Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written." Fight the enemy of your soul with the word of God. Amen. By faith, I will be overcomer. Amen. In this life. And I want to get this out. And just bear just a moment longer. I'm trying to come to the conclusion of a message. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, in the 18th verse, Paul writes to the Corinthians. He says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal." What is he saying to us? He is saying that the things that are not seen are eternal. Come on now. Well, I didn't. A good chance you'd say amen. The things that are seen are temporal. He means for us to get to the point that the unseen will last forever, if only we believe and obey. In winding up and coming to a close, 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter in the 7th verse, says, "For we walk by faith." I said, "We walk by faith and not by sight." Many today want to walk by sight and not by faith. Hey, if only I can see it. Only if I can see that. Amen. But the man that trusts God and believes and trusts God, amen, it will come about what he needs in this life. I'm coming to a close, church. I know I've been up here for a while. I hope I've said something that has blessed your heart. Amen. Have faith in him, church. No matter what. Listen. So we get into financial shape. And it gets very difficult at times. But I know I had to get down on my knees. It's right to pay that what you owe, because the scripture tells us that. And yet, there are good people that have been hindered to the fact. I want a good name. The economy, the way it is, in the way things go, and we feel sometimes we feel so unsure, uninsured, don't we? Amen. Let us stand. Praise God. Sister Sylvia, you got something to say here? I preach what I feel what the Lord have me to minister.
Good message. Good message.
Lord, increase our faith. Lord, increase.